Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
And you're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our latest show sponsors, Priscilla and Amy Granger. Now, let me tell you why they are sponsoring Opinions Matter, because they want to promote their brand new book, which is called Safe. This is the mother and daughter team behind Stop Domestic Violence in Ireland. Two amazing women, I have to say. And now, for the first time, the two of them have revealed the full extent of the abuse that they suffered, their escape, their journey from victims to campaigners after years of living in silence and in fear. And they've put pen to paper with the help of journalist Shane Doran, and they tell the story of how they survived, a story of domestic abuse, courage and escape. It is an amazing book and well worth a read. If you would like to get your hands on a copy of it, all you have to do is visit the website safe-thebook.ie, safe-thebook.ie, where you can purchase your copy in either paperback or ebook formats for just $14.99, with a portion of all proceeds going towards helping others escape and survive domestic abuse. Once again, the website address is safe-thebook.ie. Visit the website, grab a copy of the book, and as I said, it's an inspiring read, so we couldn't recommend it enough. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Before you get into a taxi, do you stop to check on the driver and their taxi plate? Well, if you don't already, after this conversation, you might. A Dublin taxi driver has taken to his popular TikTok account to blast rogue taxi drivers who are reportedly taking advantage of people trying to get home after a Christmas night out. His name is Neil Murray, and he joins us on the line. Neil, let me start by asking you why you decided to go public about what you describe as rogue taxi drivers.
Adrian, how are you? The stories I've been hearing in the car, you know, maybe it's because it's Christmas, I don't know. But what I'm hearing in the car, let's just say there's a taxi man at the taxi rank and you go over and you say to him where you're going. He may not take you because he doesn't like the way he's going. Or if he is taking you, let's just say it's Crumlin or Tala, you're talking 40 to 60 euro, okay? And plus, he may say it's cash only. Now, people have to get home, so they probably will pay you. Now, I heard a story the other day, okay, that a guy got a taxi at the end of Cork Street and he's going up to Balfour East, where halfway Calves is beside that, and it's not far, and he was charged 40 euro. Now, this is going on a lot, and I just don't like it, because there's people getting into the car now, and they're looking at me, tarnishing the likes of myself and the likes of other good taxi drivers out there, which there is good taxi drivers out there, and they're tarnishing us with all the same brush, and I don't like it, and it's just not nice, Adrian.
Okay, well, let's go through the different things that you've been hearing. We know at this moment in Dublin in particular, there is a fairly major shortage of taxis, and that is leading to people not being able to get taxis, or people getting a taxi and being told to follow the taxi driver's rules, like you said, paying cash only or cash up front or not going to certain destinations. So let's go through each of them. Some taxi drivers are insisting on cash only. Why would they be doing that?
Well, there's a couple of reasons for that, Adrian, okay? we have to take card now by law since the 4th of September. It's card or cash, okay? So if someone gets in the car and says to me, you take card, of course take card, yeah, it's there. But what happens is sometimes it takes 2 to 3 days to go into your bank account. Now, there is other machines out there, the likes of SumUp, okay, that goes into your account the next day. Now, I have a machine here, it's called MyPOS. It goes in straight away like a light, okay? And that's probably part of the reason why they don't take the card. And plus, it's like a paper trail too, you know? But at the end of the day, someone gets into a taxi man's car, wherever they're going, that's what the meter's there for.
Okay, and then the other issue is you get into a taxi and the taxi driver says, cash only, not on the meter. Now,
what do you do then?
Yeah, what do you do then?
Well, what you do then as agent, I'm only thinking of what you can do. I'm not too sure. You could just take a photograph of his plate number, take a photograph of something belonging to him as Reg, send it into the NTA, but they might even do anything about it either. There's not enough enforcement out there. There really isn't. There's not enough enforcement out there, Adrian, you know. They're just people. People know they have to pay this because they're getting caught with this in town. Where are you going? I'm going to tell it. €70. They know they have to pay it. And it's disgusting. It's disgusting, Adrian.
Now, you've described some of these taxi drivers as rogue taxi drivers that are giving the rest of you a bad name, refusing to accept fares to certain places. What is the regulation, for example, if I go up to a taxi and I say I want to go to wherever, Bray, is he allowed to say, well, no, I don't want to go to Bray?
I think, Adrian, I think someone corrected me the other day on Facebook. I said, or on TikTok, I think it's under... If it's over 21 kilometres, he can say no. But somebody corrected me. I made a change. Someone told me it's over 30 kilometres. Now, it's either one. That you don't have to take them if it's over that. But apparently, from what I know, is once it's underneath that and you're for hire, you have to go where they want to go and accept card or cash, and it has to be on the meter and not €67 or whatever. Like, people have had it hard enough. People are going out at night time with a certain amount of budget because sometimes they don't want to go, but they feel they have to go out. And then when you get this price going home, they're shocked.
Okay, now obviously none of us want a confrontation with a taxi driver.
No.
It's the last thing you want at the end of a good night out. Yet, an awful lot of people, including myself, by the way, have had run-ins with taxi drivers because they don't want to go to a certain place or whatever.
I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't get it myself. I've never understood it. I've never really understood it.
I get people in the car telling me the taxi driver said this, taxi driver's giving it's not his job to give out. Don't go to work if you're going to give out. Take what you have to take in the car. Obviously, except at night time when you're getting hassled, you don't have to take that. But if someone gets in the car and tells you the way they want to go, you have to do it. You know, you just have to take what you have to. Don't be giving out to the people in the car. I'm hearing this a lot as well. Like, the taxi driver was very rude to me and all that. Like, why are they like that? Like, I'm not happy all the time, okay? But I do have a bit of crack of people in the car. I don't really see me TikTok account, Neil Murray 45. But anyway, just get that in, Adrian. But anyway, I do have a bit of laugh with people in the car. Now, if I'm having a bad day, all right, I let them make the conversation and I'll just answer them. But that's about it. But there is taxi drivers out there that say stuff to people in the car. It's just not on.
So, to taxi drivers, if you're having a bad day, don't take it out on the public.
No, don't take it on the public. Just don't take it out on them. There's no need for it. There's no need for it, you know. We have a local community up here, Tala. We do Crumlin, Kimmage, Walkinstown, parts of Tala, Rafferty. We're halfway cabs up here next door to the Black Forge. And we have a local community around here. And all our lads in there, and I presume it's some companies as well, and there is good lads. And we're all sound. We're all good lads, you know what I mean? We do everything by the book, by the meter, the whole shebang. You know, now I don't do nights myself, Adrian, because I know what there is hassle out there. People getting in the car drunk, getting sick. You never go back to work for a few days. If you get sick, you're in trouble then. I understand that. That's why I keep away from it. That's why I don't get myself into bad mood. I keep away from the likes of that. I just do the day work. I normally start at 9 in the morning till about 8, 9 at night. That's, you know.
Now, you've touched on a raw nerve with our listeners, I have to say, Neil, where it comes to rogue taxi drivers. I've a lot of stories coming up in a minute of issues that people have had with taxi drivers. What do you advise somebody listening to us right now who has had an issue with what you describe as a rogue taxi driver?
I said this on the TikTok the other day, like, you know, what you could do. If you're getting into a cab, okay, and he says, like, you know, yeah, I'm going there, but it's going to cost you €70. There has to be a collection of people with you, 3 or 4 years, so you can all stand their ground with him. Do you know what I mean? Because he could be confrontational. He could, something else could happen, like, you know, take a photograph of his ID, take a photo. There's not enough it's very, very hard to know what to do and the likes of that. It makes everybody angry, though. You're getting out of the car and you're annoyed, then you get into the next taxi car. He might charge you the same, or you might charge you. He might be a good taxi driver, then you're taking it out on him. In a case like if I get into a taxi and he said to me it's going to be €70, I'd say, listen, pal, would you put the meter on? Okay, it's not going to be €70. Then he might just tell you to get out. It's just... it's just a bad, it's a bad system, Adrian. It's just a bad system.
Neil, I want you to stay with me for a couple of minutes because, as I said, we're going to take some calls and play some messages that have come in. And I'd like to get your reaction to this conversation because, obviously, it was you that brought it up in the first place, rogue taxi drivers in Dublin City. And as I said, we've gotten a lot of reaction to this. So have a listen, if you will, Neil, to this very first message that we got in.
So we went to town on a night out, me and my friend, and we're obviously trying to get a taxi back home. We live in Clondalkin, so we had to come up the Lanmile Road and the Naas Road. So when I came up to just about at Woody's, I asked him to turn past that one rather than keep going and go a really, really long way. It was just easier to end up at the back, literally the road at the back of my estate. And he got really angry and said no. And I was like, why? Just, it's easier. I know where I'm going. Like, I can direct it. He must have thought that we were going to, like, flip and rob him or something. But it was just me and my friend, both women, turned around, told us he was going to bring us to the Garda station. And I was like, okay, bring us to the Clondalkin Garda station. But he didn't. He brought us the whole way back into town. The doors were locked. He wouldn't pull over, to the point where my friend rang the guards and the guards had to tell him that he had to pull over and let us out of the car. And eventually he did, and we were in town and got out and hailed another taxi. And he said it was as soon as we got in the car, being like, you just got out of a taxi, what's going on? So we told him the story, and then he ended up bringing us home for free and telling us about this taxi app where you can check if a taxi man is a real taxi man or not. But anyway, that's the story.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, Neil, the taxi driver, has been on to us to highlight what he sees as a problem with rogue taxi drivers operating in the city. Neil, you heard that message that I played just before the break there. What's your reaction to that? That was a shocking story, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's all. God almighty, two girls in the car, you lock the doors. First of all, he's not allowed to lock the doors in the car. I hear that a lot. And then you brought them back into town because he wasn't... Look, Adrian, when someone gets in the car, the taxi driver is meant to go the way they want to go no matter what, okay? And as I said, he was just being rude and he brought them back into town. He should have been... They rang the guards and luckily enough, the guards told him, like, you know, to pull over. I don't think he pulled over. He brought them back into town. Jesus, God, forget. I don't know, Adrian. I don't know why they're doing that. I really don't get it. Honestly, God, I don't get it.
And when you talk about rogue taxi drivers, Neil, what percentage? Obviously, you've no statistics, but yeah. Are there many or are there just very few that we just happen to hear about?
I hear a lot of them. Adrian, to be honest, I wouldn't know. Anybody that gets in my car tells me a story. So that's just me as one taxi driver. So I don't know. I'd say there's probably a decent bit. I'm hearing in the car. Now, unless other taxi drivers are hearing the same, I heard another taxi driver talking to him today, and he was telling me a similar story yesterday that this, I think it was his daughter, I'm not too sure, his cousin was charged from Dublin City Centre to Rathfarnham, and the fare was €22, and she gave him 50, and he said it was double because it was Christmas, and he drove off with the 50.
Right, well, stay there for 1 second, because I'm joined on the other line by another taxi driver, and this is Niall. Niall, welcome to Opinions Matter.
Thanks a lot, Adrian.
Now, Niall, we've been hearing from Neil, who's one of your colleagues, and he's been telling us that every day he has passengers in his car telling them awful stories of rogue taxi drivers, guys ripping off customers, guys insisting on driving off the meter and all of that. Tell me your story, Niall.
Well, I was talking to a colleague and I was telling an incident that happened to me about 8 or 10 years ago when I picked up a fare, and it was a pretty disturbing story, really. It could have put a lot of taxi drivers off the street. About 10 years ago, inside a pub in Jakar, a couple stopped at me at about 1:30 in the morning, and I picked them up, and they get in the front, and I drive a 9-seater taxi van, and they get in the front beside me. And before I tell the story, I just want to stress, I have nothing against travellers. I have a good few good friends that are travellers, but it just happens to be travellers. It could be any race, it could be anyone, but it was travellers. So basically, the two got in the front, and with that, your man says to me, will you just wait there, I'm going to get Mikey bike. And I said, oh no, but here, okay. So he opens the back door, and 9 of them got into the back. girls and fellas. Nine.
Nine.
I'm doing the front 11.
Right.
11. Now, everyone knows we're only licensed to carry a maximum of 8 plus driver. So I turned around and said, lads, I'm sorry, I can only bring 8. I said, no. No, don't worry about it. We pay extra. I said, no, it's nothing about paying the extra. I said, I'm licensed to carry 8. It doesn't, look, we'll pay extra. I said, no. I said, I can't do it. Then he turns around. He says, drive you BASCLB in no uncertain terms. You drive if you know what's good to you. So the car would barely move with 12 bodies in it. So I turned around and I drove them up to Dundalkin. And I was going past the police station. I should have stopped and just jumped out with the keys, but I didn't. I went around, two of them got out. I started killing each other in the middle of Dundalkin village. I drove off and I got up to a halting site in Bon Oak. And there's a tiny little ramp, a huge ramp and a tiny gap. And I said, in you go. I said, I'm not going in there. In you go. The girl in the back says to me, I'm going to put this stiletto through your eyes, she said to me. I said, no. Oh, no. So your man, the huge fella in the front, I'll kill you. I will kill you. I said, I don't care. You're going to have to. I'm not driving in there. So with that, anyway, an elderly man in the back, come on, lads. We've had our fun. So they got out laughing. And then the other big fella wanted to come back. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to burn his van out. And I was like, shit myself.
I'm sure you were.
So anyway, that was it. And I drove off. The worst part of this story is around the police. So the attitude of this police woman, not all police would have said this, but this is what she said to me. I told her what happened, and I told her where they went to. She said, oh, we might send someone around in a few hours' time. I said, how do you mean might? I said, if that was into a housing estate, and I told you the house it went into, would you go around to the house? She said, we would, yeah. I said, sorry, is there a different rule for travellers than there is for ourselves? She said, it looks like that, doesn't it? I said, that's not really fair. She turned around and said to me, you know what you should do? You put this down, go home to your wife and put this down as a bad experience. And that was her attitude. And that really, really annoyed me.
I can totally understand why that would annoy you. Let me ask you, Niall, as a taxi driver, the other taxi driver that we have on here, Neil, is explaining that he believes there are a number of rogue taxi drivers that are giving the rest of you a bad name. Do you agree? Do you think there are many taxi drivers that are rogue?
Well, Adrian, you're asking the right fella about that. You really are, because it's getting silly now at this stage. It's getting absolutely ridiculous. A friend of mine, his girlfriend went out last night or the night before, and she was coming back from Ballyferm to Lucan or something. It's a very short distance, and the taxi driver stops and says, where are you going? I said, I'm going to Lucan. Oh, no, I'm not going that way. Look, I'm going. She said, I need to, come on, make me an offer, she said. Will you give me €50? And she was desperate, freezing, so she paid the €50. Now, my nieces tell me regularly, they live in Glasnevin Avenue, which is probably from town at night time. It's probably, I don't know, 18 quid max, 20 quid maximum fare. Drivers are stopping, where are you going to? Glasnevin Avenue, €50. They say no, they drive off. It's widespread. It's happening left, right and centre.
And we were talking about, and in fact, I've more stories to bring on in a moment. And Neil was telling us that he's hearing stories like this every single day.
All the time.
So are you. So Neil is on the other line here. Neil, there you go. There's another taxi driver telling the exact same tale.
This is what I was saying, Adrian. One taxi man, which is me, which is getting a lot of stories in. So Niall there is getting stories in as well. So how many other taxi drivers are getting stories in? So it's just rampant. It's out there. I got a person in the car there about a year and a half ago. And because she was going somewhere, she was going to Maynooth, and she only had card on her and she had no cash at home. And he said he wanted cash. And this was halfway. And he dropped her and the baby and a pram in the middle of the M4 motorway. And the guards had to come and pick her up. That's what he did.
That is unbelievable. It really is.
Yeah, that's right. Now, Adrian, we get this every day. I do be in awe struck. No one, there's nothing you can do about it. And the guards don't react. There's no point. Look, there's no point ringing the guards. They just, doesn't matter. Just forget about it. You know, that's when these taxi drivers look at it. Pay up. Nothing's going to happen. Or you're not going home.
And Niall, just to come back to you. So two taxi drivers that are hearing similar stories. These guys, these rogue taxi drivers, are giving decent heads like the two of you a bad name.
They're giving us an extremely bad name. Now, to be honest with you, I think the fare prices for taxis, Adrian, are very generous in our favour. I really do. You know, taxi drivers moaning we can't make any money are talking absolute crap. It is a well-paid job if you put the hours in, right? And the rate, too, on a Sunday and at night time when these things happen is very generous anyway, in my opinion. So to rob someone on top of that, it's absolutely sickening. happening. I mean, you drop someone from town to the airport direction, just say that direction at my time, takes you 20 minutes, no traffic, and it's 28-30 euro. Now, come on, there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm. Yeah, no, I agree. I actually think that the taxi rates in Ireland are very generous as well. I know your business is expensive.
I'm saying they're generous for the taxi driver.
No, no, that's what I'm saying.
I'm more than happy with the fares I get. More than happy.
Okay, so when people listening to this podcast have had similar stories, and as I said, we've been flooded with stories of bad experiences that people have had. Niall, what would you advise people to do? And I know we have taxi regulators and all of that, but a lot of people think that they get no comeback from that.
Right, there's only one thing to do. Now, I tell my friends, I live for a taxi driver for me to be picked up by him. I'm 6'4". They're not going to pick me up. They're doing it to young, small girls. What you do is you get into the taxi, you agree with the taxi driver that, yes, that's a fair price, 100 quid to Ballymun. That's a very generous price, fair play. You get into the taxi, you close the door, and you tell him, now put that meter on. And if he doesn't put the meter on, you do not move in that taxi. You do not move, and you demand you're not moving until the policeman comes along. And it's simple as that. You are not moving. And the more time he is wasted, it's more money. He doesn't get a chance to rip off as many other people.
But he won't stop for someone my size. Yeah, he
won't do it. And he will only pick on young girls. And it's terrible. You know, I've had women say to me, oh, do you mind bringing me to Greystones? Do I mind? It's a great fair. Of course I don't mind bringing you. You know?
No, it's. I have to say, it's fantastic advice. Don't agree to pay an upfront fare. You always want to be brought on the meter, unless you're being offered a really good deal. But chances are you're not.
Agent, can I give you a funny one that happened to me about someone looking after me?
Yeah, go on.
I was supposed to pick up a fare on the free now, and they cancelled it. And then this person comes running up to me, and I want to go home to Luton, right? So he comes up running to me. Will you bring me to Castleknock? I'll look after you. I said, I don't want to look after. I said, just bring us to. I said, no, I want to go to Luton. Please bring us to Castleknock. So I said, okay, and I'll go across the M50 and home. So I got there, and it wasn't quite Castleknock. It was the halfway house, and the fare was 16 euro. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He gives me 15 euro and dumps every car. Thanks a lot for that. So he left me a euro short, and that was him looking after me.
Right. All right. I have to say, taxi driving is something that years ago I used to think I could do that sometime. I don't know if I'd enjoy it anymore. Do you enjoy it still?
I love it. It's a perfect job for me. I can work when I want, take time off. I like my holidays. I work around my holidays, and yeah, love it. Every short of money, just go out, work extra hours. Simple as that.
All right, fair play. Thanks very much indeed for your call, Niall. This is Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy. We're talking about taxis, rogue taxis operating in Dublin. Neil, I know you're still there. I want to play another WhatsApp voice note that's come into us, which is another interesting story. So have a listen, if you will, to this WhatsApp voice note.
Hey lads, hope yous are well. Worst experience for me for a taxi driver is me and my two friends are in town, and we got into a taxi. We told the taxi driver that we were paying by card. He stopped in the middle of the road and was like, get out. We refused to get out, so he dropped us to our destination. We kind of had a bit of a back and forward. He was like, no, I'm going to add 11% onto your fare because that's how much the card company takes. And we were like, we're not paying the extra 11%. That shouldn't be up to us. And he was like, I'm adding on. Then I have the driver check, the driver check app, and checked him up, and it wasn't him in the picture. So he says, okay, bring us to the Garda station. And he changed his attitude very quickly and let us pay by card and didn't charge us more. Reported it to the taxi regulators, and they said there's nothing that we can do about it.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, Neil, just a moment ago, we played a message from Ross. Again, this kind of highlights that you have to be proactive. You have to take action if you think you're being ripped off by a taxi driver.
you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to be proactive. It shouldn't be happening, Adrian. I know, you know, it shouldn't be. You should be able to get into a taxi and say where you're going. Everything should be there. The meter should be on. The credit card machine should be there. You should have his wallet there for the cash, okay? And I know that's good what them lads did, okay? But it could have been a different situation. He could have did something different, like, you know, with them. You shouldn't have to be pro. As you say, you're here, Niall. That's two taxi drivers. It's going on too much. It's happening a lot all the time. They're ripping everybody off the idea of rogue taxi drivers. And I'm sick hearing about it. And I really am. I'm feeling for the people. You know, some people, as I said to you before, some people are going out. They have a certain budget going out. And then they get this price going home. And they just, you know, they just sometimes they can't pay. And then they're getting into, you know, into hassle with the taxi men.
Stay there for one second because I want to bring in another call. And that is Kirsty. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Kirsty.
Hiya.
So, Kirsty, we've been hearing some horror stories today about rogue taxi drivers and what people should do when they encounter them. Tell me your story.
Okay, so I got a taxi from about 3 years ago, I think, and it was a Sunday afternoon, about 3 o'clock. I got it from Artane over to Dublin 8. My partner lives on the north side, so I would travel to his like quite a lot by taxi. But anyway, when I get in the taxi, I sat behind the passenger seat. Wasn't really mine. I was sitting on my phone. I was about 8 minutes into the journey and I noticed that he had two phones operating. And I was like, straight away, that kind of triggered me because I've never seen that in a taxi. Now, I don't know if it's normal or not, but I just used the, I'd actually got him through Free Now. So I went onto the app and I got the license plate, one of the numbers anyways, and I checked it on the driver check app. And the person registered to drive the car wasn't the person driving it. So automatically I was like, red flag, like my stomach was churning. I was so anxious. I was nervous. But I just wanted to get home. So on the way home, I just messaged my uncle and I just said, look, told him what happened. I was like, I'm in a taxi. Will you just walk out to make sure he doesn't say anything? Because I was going to refuse to pay. Because it was like 18, 19 euro or something. So anyway, I pulled up outside and I said to him, I'm not paying yet. I said, you're not the person driving this. I said, you can either take me to the guard station. I said, or you can leave me here. I said, because I just wanted to go home safe. Like. So anyway, my uncle came out and I showed him the picture. My uncle was like, that's not you in the picture. And he was like, it is. That's an old picture. This fella was about 22, 23. And I'd say this fella registered to drive the taxi was about 40 or something, in his 40s. Anyway, I tried to call the police and he's like, okay, go, go. He kind of got a bit aggressive then. He was a foreign national and he sped off. So I got straight onto the NTA, made a statement. Long story short, he deducted the money from the account because it was card payment. And I got onto Free Now and I also got onto NTA, made my statement. It was ongoing for about a year and a half. He was basically saying, or they basically got back to me and said that they'd gotten to the bottom of it. He was the nephew of the registered driver. He was using his car while he was out of the country for 3 months. He wasn't insured to drive the car and he didn't hold a national driver's license. So, like,
and as a matter of fact, they managed to find all that out. Did anything happen to him, though? Was he prosecuted?
Yeah, well, there was a court case. Unfortunately, I couldn't attend because there was family matters that had happened. It was during COVID, like, when the second court case came up. The first one was dismissed because he was out of country. So they postponed it to during COVID last year, I think it was. Oh, I'm not sure now.
But there was a prosecution relating to...
To be honest, I don't know the end of it because I didn't make the court case and they never got back onto me then after that. But it was an ongoing case, yeah.
It was an ongoing case, which is good. Yeah. It's good to hear that at least some action was taken. And Neil, can I go back to you? Have you heard many examples of stories like that of taxi drivers not being the person in the actual picture on the dashboard?
Yeah. I've heard a lot of that, but as that girl was saying there, in order, if you get into a taxi and you see the wrong number and you think it's going to be okay, you let them bring you home, just pay them and then report them. Don't have any, I know our uncle came out and all that, don't have any confrontation with him. You don't know what's going on.
No, I didn't.
When he's going to come back, I was afraid. Yeah. So I would have just paid it, went off and then reported his plate number and his photograph. And then but like a year and a half like for the NTA to come back, Adrian, for God's sake.
It is very slow, yeah.
About? Like he went around for another year and a half driving that cab, doing the same what he did to that girl.
Yeah. Like, God forbid I had to be someone at 3 o'clock in the morning drunk, trying to get a taxi home from town.
And let me ask you then, Kirsty, since then, do you have things like the driver check app and stuff like that on your phone?
I do have the driver check app, but I won't get a taxi on my own.
Excellent.
And Irish, man, it's nothing to do with nationality. I won't get in a taxi on my own now.
Okay. Sometimes, Adrian, that driver check is not accurate because I tell you why. let me explain this to you now. Let's just say, for instance, you have a taxi, okay, and you're registered to that taxi with that driver check. So let's just say your car breaks down and you go to rent a cab, okay. You have to register over to that car with the driver check, and some lads might forget to do that.
Okay, so it may not be 100% accurate, but at least it's an indication. It is an indication.
Yes. Yes, it is an indication. Like, my PSV license was renewed there a couple of months ago, all right, and I got my license out, but I didn't get my cards out. And when I went to check my thing, I wasn't on that driver check for 2 weeks, but I was legit because I had my license. You understand?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Okay, so it may not be 100% accurate all of the time,
but it is
okay. And that's something, Kirsty, that you have on your own phone because you're obviously wary now after what happened to you.
Definitely, yeah.
Kirsty, if that happens to you again, okay, just go home, pay the man, say nothing to him, no matter what you ask for, just pay him, because you're probably on your own and don't know, and then report him when you get into your house. Don't be doing that on your own. And even if your uncle comes out, your uncle may not be in the best of health. I don't know. You don't want
to. No, look, honestly, I didn't do it. It was when I opened the door to get out of the car. Yeah. I said to him, look, I'm not paying you, you're not the person. And he was like, oh, that isn't me. I said, it's not you. I said, we can either take it to the garage, or I said, or you can drop it now. And I said, I'm not paying you. But as he went off, about 15 minutes later, I got a notification to say that he deducted from your account. So that annoyed me even more. Then I was like, no.
No, the system is wrong. It's a wrong system altogether. It really is now.
But like, I thought I was protected because I use free now.
No, there's no protection.
You know what I mean?
I know, I understand where you're coming from. These taxi drivers, there's loads of them out there. They're still out there. And as you said, it took a year or so for that to go. He was driving around for a year doing all that to other people as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, Kirsty, as Neil said, it's not something. I'm delighted to hear that a prosecution was taken. You did handle it quite well in terms of how you dealt with your uncle and all of that. But it has made you wary about rogue taxi drivers. Kirsty, thanks very much indeed for talking to us on Opinions Matter. And Neil, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. It's been a fascinating insight. We all know of examples of so-called rogue taxi drivers, but to hear all of the stories being told at the same time is shocking. But I think the point you're trying to make is these disgusting practices by a minority of taxi drivers need to be nipped in the bud. People need to complain. You can go, for example, to transportforireland.ie and fill out a taxi feedback form. You can download that app, the driver check app, and just try and be careful, but don't pay in advance. Make sure that the journey is on the meter. And if you hop into a taxi and he suddenly says, I'm not going from to where you want to go, you need to insist that he does. Isn't that basically it?
You need to insist, but just be careful. If he's uninsistent, just get out and just deal with it with your phone. Take a photograph and just go ahead with the authorities, the NTA and that, you know. That's what I believe anyway.
All right, Neil, thank you very much indeed for highlighting this and talking to us on this latest Opinions Matter podcast.
Cheers, Adrian. Thanks very much.
And that's it from this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. If you're listening on Spotify, click on the little bell icon and also share this podcast onto your own social media platforms. And you can let other people hear this conversation and all of the other podcasts that we've done over the last year and a half. I'm Adrian Kennedy. Thank you very much indeed for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Opinions Matter. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.